Hello, my sexy perverts. It's your girl, Miss Roxy. I'm going to be starting a series of blog posts in the next few days, a story about a sissy slave and his mistress, how they became sissy slave and mistress, and why it makes them happy. And I thought I would give you a little sneak peek. It's called Making You My Sissy Slave. I should work on that title. Anyway, maybe we can think about it like you're the sissy slave and I'm the mistress. So I'm going to make you my sissy slave, and this will be all about how I do it and how much you're going to love it. You know, it started long before you even knew you were a sissy, but it was very obvious to me that you certainly needed to belong to a very dominant female. Every time I called you into my office, you looked like you were fighting the instinct to get immediately to your knees. It was so much fun to watch you squirm in your chair while we went over boring reports and project plans. It was even more fun to walk into your office unexpectedly and watch you try to hide how flustered you were. From the outside, it must have appeared that I was clearly the manager and you the nervous subordinate, which was not the case at all, was it, former boss? You see, I knew that you were infatuated with me, and fortunately, I was willing to help you figure out why and what we were going to do about it. Okay, are you as excited as I am to read this? Oh, wait. I'm writing it. Well, hopefully you'll be excited to read it. Don't forget to check back here on my blog to enjoy part 1.